What happens if your dog likes to take a swim in the lake, but there might be toxins in the water? This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham, and for Rebecca Williams. It can happen in a local lake or somewhere like the western basin of Lake Erie. Toxin-producing cyanobacteria appear. Some people still call it blue-green algae.
Starting like late July, early August, it starts to look like liquid guacamole.
That's Bill Bronlich, who lives right on Lake Erie near LaSalle, Michigan. He and his husband, Mike Meyer, own a Bahamian potcake dog named Ruby.
It means we have a high level of concern. We have a dog that by nature is very athletic and an excellent swimmer, and we simply don't allow her to swim in the lake. It's really unfortunate. It's sad. It's disappointing. We know of cases in which animals have gotten very sick and unfortunately have died. So by nature, she's a swimmer, but we simply don't allow it.
The next door neighbors look at it a little differently.
She needs the exercise. She's a Jack Russell terrorist. She needs to get a lot of exercise every day. So if she can swim, we let her.
That's Diane Thurber, and that was her dog Ava barking at me as I approached the door. Thurber and her husband Neil and Ava and Ruby and her owners all gathered next to the lake to chat.
You're not going to put a dog in the lake and not have them take a drink. They're just going to. But we monitor instead. We watch the different websites that are available through NOAA. And if we don't see the algae and if we're in the water, then she can go in the water too. So she probably goes in every single day, right up until August gets here and the heat gets high and we start to see the green.
As they talk, Bill Bronlich noted another neighbor's dog got into the water last summer.
And they said Zoe, their chocolate lab, got very sick and they had to take it to the vet and get a shot.
Wow. I wasn't even aware of that. I'm glad that Zoe's okay.
We called up a toxicologist at the Cornell University College of Veterinary Medicine. In an article in Futurity, Karen Bischoff warns about the dangers cyanobacteria can pose to pets and livestock. A kind of cyanobacteria called microcystis can produce blooms which can be toxic.
There are neurotoxins that can cause salivation, diarrhea. It can cause fluids to go into the lungs so they can kind of drown in their own fluids. There's another one that's similar to the nicotine in cigarettes. At a very high dose, it can cause muscles to all be excited at the same time, and then the nerve impulses don't stop. So the muscles eventually wear out and you get more of a paralytic disease.
And then there's the most common toxin.
The hepatotoxins. And it actually kills the liver cells so fast that they can actually bleed out into their liver very quickly.
In smaller exposures, the dog can appear to be okay, and then 72 hours later, start to have liver failure. Bischoff says it's important to keep an eye out for the first traces of cyanobacteria. Some people say the blooms can look like someone spilled paint in the water. Even after it's gone, Bischoff says the danger is not over.
If you know that there's been a bloom there, some of the toxins can hang out in the water for a long time after the cyanobacteria are dead. So even if it's starting to clear up, you probably don't want to let your dog out there for a few more weeks.
As to whether to keep your dog out of the water, she didn't say absolutely one way or the other, but she did have some advice.
I would say get the dog a swimming pool.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.